Good morning again. I get to do two jobs this morning. So my thoughts that I have to share with you this morning are on parenting. I started on this journey about 14 years ago, and it's a journey. And one of the things on this journey that I'm most grateful for is that I don't parent alone. I have a wife who's very virtuous, and she helps me with this job. But parenting is a hard and a often thankless job. And I have some paradoxical commandments now. Three of those. People are illogical, unreasonable, and self-centered. Love them anyway. The good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. People really need help, but may attack you if you do help them. Help people anyway. And another important ingredient to have as a parent is love. And as Christian parents, the source of our being able to love is from God. And John 13, 34 and 35 say, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. But by this will all know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." And then I also have some thoughts from John Drescher's book, Seven Things Children Need. And here are the seven things he lists. Significance, security, acceptance, love, praise, discipline, and God. Then I have some thoughts from his section of significance. How do you create a sense of significance in your child? Or a feeling that they're important, maybe would be another way of saying it. A healthy sense of personal worth is essential. It is almost impossible to live with ourselves if we feel we are of little value or if we don't like ourselves. A person who feels like a nobody will contribute little to life. We as human beings need to be noticed, appreciated, and loved as we are if we are to have a sense of significance. Building self-esteem in others is achieved not by flattery, but by a generous appreciation for others' strengths and a generous de-emphasis of his weakness. Nothing is so central for a child's happiness and sense of worth as the love of a father and a mother for each other. There's no better way to give a child a sense of significance than to allow the child to see and feel the closeness and commitment of a mother and a father for each other. And there are three main areas that we as North Americans are expected to excel. They're in beauty, intelligence, and possessions. And a child who's constantly pressured to measure up, to be superior, to excel in these things rather than being oneself, will suffer for it. Inferiority feelings will arise out of the great drive for superiority and will grow by leaps and bounds. In the same way, ridicule, sarcasm, scorn, and contempt produce inferiority. And then I have 7 points on how to build a sense of significance in a child. And these can and do apply to adults we interact with as well. As a boss, I would say that these points apply well to an adult relationship as well. But they're directed at children in these points. Your attitude as a parent toward yourself is basic and will affect your child's self-esteem. And then 2, let your child help you with work that they can handle around the house. And 3, introduce your children by name. 4, let children speak for themselves. 5, give children the privilege of choice and respect their opinions whenever possible. 6, spend time with your children. 7, children grow in responsibility and accomplishment as they are trusted with responsibility. And then I have a writing from an early 1900s writer. His name was Khalil Gibran, and he wrote a book, The Prophet. And this is a writing from there. And a woman who held a babe against her bosom said, "Speak to us of children." And he said, "Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you. For life goes not backward, nor tarries with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children, as living arrows, are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might, that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness, for even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves also the bow that is stable." It's an old writing, and I haven't read his entire book, but I was struck with how he wrote that. So those are my thoughts for this morning on parenting. And I have a prayer from Psalms 25 to pray with you yet to close. So let's bow our heads and pray. "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness. For they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Amen." Hebrews 4,